It's been a year since Honolulu City Council members deferred a bill to require regular building inspections, but the issue hasn't gone away, particularly with so many aging residential buildings across Oahu. Honolulu City Councilman Trevor Ozawa introduced Bill 17 after a rusted railing ended the life of one man and critically injured a second at the Ala Moana Shopping Center. But the bill has come up against stiff opposition and hasn't advanced. The issue is back in the spotlight as a lawsuit has now been filed against General Growth Properties on behalf of the families of the two men involved in the fall at the popular shopping mall. The incident is a wake-up call for property owners when it comes to public safety. Here's attorney Rick Freed.
People have to be cognizant of their responsibilities to the public. I mean, this is horrific. This is kind of Hawaii's gathering place, Ala Moana. Everyone goes there, locals, tourists, you shouldn't have to be the least bit concerned about using the facility, you know, leaning something as simple as leaning against a rail. So owners of properties need to do proper inspections, and here they had been beaten over the head about it. You know, they were told exactly what needed to do. There was a circle, fix these railings. Who knows why they didn't.
And just last month, two other men fell from a two-story walk-up in Kalihi when the balcony collapsed. The city has cited the property owner for those unsafe conditions. The Department of Planning and Permitting testified against Bill 17, saying it lacked the staff to enforce any new requirements. Many condo owners oppose the mandatory inspection, citing costs at a time when the city was pushing for mandatory sprinklers in residential high-rises.